Time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Now, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a two-week creative challenge, and I think it's the hardest one I ever gave. And the object was to write a palindrome containing the letter Q. So the sentence reads backward and forward the same, and somewhere in there has to be at least one Q. I said entries would be judged on sense, naturalness of syntax, and overall elegance. So our winner was John Wentz, who submitted this. He said, "God, you know Spot's IQ is tops, wonky dog." So I liked it because it reads smoothly. It paints a little picture. I love how dog refers back to Spot, and the whole thing made me smile.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's great, because that is tough. I mean, this was a tough, tough challenge. But John Wentz of Stillwater, Minnesota, you won it all. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, how did you come up with that?
I hesitate to say this, but my first thought was, Will's IQ is low, is almost a palindrome. And so that got me started with the IQ is. And so then I said, someone's IQ is something, and just found an adjective and a name that reversed.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, gosh. I never did a postcard, but I've been doing it since then. And I send in an answer just about every week for the last, 10, 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. So have you ever won before? Or is this your first time?
Nope. This is the first time.
Oh, well,
bucket list.
See, look, your hard work has paid off and you made it all the way here. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, my wife and I have our puzzle routine every day, and I like running a bit. And 1 week a year, I go to a camp on an island, and I do a lot of kayaking and table tennis. And that's this week. So you caught me out here in the middle of northern Minnesota.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And so, and table tennis, Will is an expert at that.
Yeah, I'll play if you spot me 20.
All right. Well, John, I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Well, it can go two ways. Either I do well and I'm happy, or I do badly and I give everybody out there the opportunity to say, oh, I could have done better than that guy. So it's kind of a win-win.
That's a good way to look at it. Take it away, Will.
All right, John, I'll take you up on that table tennis match sometime.
All right.
So every answer today is the name of a make of automobile, and every question is different. Here's your first one. Change one letter in the word brick, B-R-I-C-K, to name a make of car.
Buick.
Buick is right. Make a make of car that's an anagram of neutral, N-E-U-T-R-A-L.
Let's see. Oh, Renault.
Renault is right. Name a car make that starts C-A and ends A-C.
Starts B-A and ends A-C?
C is in Charles.
Oh, Cadillac?
Cadillac, is it? What two cars have names of U.S. presidents?
Oh, let's see. There's a Lincoln and a Ford.
Excellent. How about a car whose name is a mammal?
Car whose name is a mammal. And not a model. I can come up with a few of those. Oh, dear. I might need some help.
It's a sports car, a foreign sports car.
Oh, a Cobra.
I think that's a model also. How about if I told you it starts with J?
A Jaguar.
A Jaguar, is it? Good. How about a five-letter car name with an X in the middle?
Lexus.
Lexus, is it? How about a car name with the word roll, R-O-L-E, hidden in consecutive letters inside it?
Well, so not Rolls-Royce, that's at the beginning.
This is R-O-L-E.
Oh, Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, is it? Good. And here's your last one. It's a make of car that's an anagram of Met Arias. M-E-T-A-R-I-A-S.
Met Arias.
It's a sports car, or originally a sports car, from Italy.
Oh, I'm stuck on this one, too.
Starts with an M.
Maserati.
There you go.
Maserati, is it? Good.
I tell you, I was doing okay until that one stumped me, and then after that, I was all Twitter-pated.
It's those high-end foreign sports cars that gave you trouble.
How do you feel, John?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Yes, well, you did a wonderful job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And, John, what member station do you listen to?
KNOW in St. Paul.
That's John Wentz of Stillwater, Minnesota. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll pick you up on that table tennis.
Look forward to it.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Eric Chaikin of Westlake Village, California. He says, I turned on the TV and saw anger, evil, slander, and ruin. It was all pleasant news. What channel was I watching, and what specifically was on the screen? So again, the words are anger, evil, slander, and ruin. It's all pleasant news. What channel was I watching, and what specifically was on the screen?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your answer. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.